Man, what it is. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Show, the podcast, the show, whatever you want to call it. So welcome back, each and every one of you. Thank you guys for tuning in. I got a lot to talk about today. First of all, hopefully you all had a great day. And also, too, before I start the show, I'm going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to the 20th. So make sure you click the link down there and get your tickets. Now, what I want to talk about today is that P. Diddy launched a marketplace for Black businesses to create a digital Black Wall Street. So let me see if I can present this. Damn, I ain't got my screen to share. Anyway, so P. Diddy launched marketplace for Black businesses to create a digital Black Wall Street. And I had commented on this on Instagram, and people, you know, they started calling me a coon and telling me that I'm I hate my race. And basically what I said about it was that, okay, I get it, he's starting this, but there's absolutely nothing that hinders any Black person of any race from doing business online. Is this really necessary? Now, that was a question that I asked because, I mean, like, I'm sitting here with a Wi-Fi signal, a computer, a mic, and no white man. I didn't have to go in front of no white man to set this up. This is distributed across all platforms. And I'm wondering, is this okay? And so I'm going to say this again for those of you just tuned in. P. Diddy launched a marketplace for Black businesses to create a digital Black Wall Street. And once again, my reply to that was there's absolutely nothing that hinders Black people from doing business online. Is this really necessary? People went in on me. They went in on me. It specifically states e-commerce that targets Black business for consumers, not e-commerce for Black business. Read, nigga. I mean, they really went in on me. And my thing is this, right? If you can see, as you watch this podcast, you are supporting a Black business. I'm a Black man that you can clearly and plainly see. I don't want you to just show up to this podcast because I'm Black. I just want you to show up to this podcast because you like it. That's it, okay? Now, the irony with this is P. Diddy has recently gotten into a lawsuit with Ciroc and DeLeon Tequila. And in that lawsuit, he's suing them because he said that Ciroc and DeLeon were only placing the tequila and the Ciroc amongst Black people. They were only advertising to Black people. And this is what he's suing them for. And in that same notion, he wants to create a marketplace strictly for Black businesses. Now, I'm going to say this. If Diddy do what Diddy do, you know what I mean? But if you're really about Black businesses, P. Diddy, it seems that you would have supported the numerous artists that were on Bad Boy. Those were the first Black businesses that should have been supported. All those brothers that are broke, homeless, destitute, have no money. They have nothing to leave over to their families. I think the first place you should start is by giving those brothers their masters and all of their publications back. I think that would be a place to start because that's where my concern starts. Like, you want to start this digital Black business space where nothing hinders anybody from getting online. You pushing your brand. I just think it'll just marginalize your brand if you are just pushing, you know, I'm a Black business. Like, it just puts you in this box or this category. And I was cooned. They cooned me down when I mentioned that. And, you know, the thing is, I know we okay. You know what I mean? Just as a people, we get money. We do what we do. But I just want us to eat on another level. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So the irony in this for him to do that, and for people not to know that this is a marketing ploy, for people not to know that he's going to launch this digital space so he could eat off your ass, so he can poach you. That's the whole purpose. Capitalism really has no color. And if I was on here calling you a king and queen and scamming you in real estate scams, then I guess I would be accepted, because that's happened a lot to our people by our people, like several times. So I just don't know, man. And there are also a lot of websites that are already doing this, that are running black businesses, that nobody seems to wants to contribute to. So I don't know. I think this is a desperate attempt, since De Leon and Ciroc have pulled out. This is just another way to make money, because as we know, hip hop is declining. And that's another subject of discussion that I want to talk about today. Hip hop, the death of hip hop. I think, like, we've been reigning supreme in music genres for the past, I don't know, 10 to 15 years or 20 years. And now worldwide, we're like in sixth or seventh place. Afrobeats is surpassing hip hop. I know there's a lot of conversations between the old and the young about the new rappers versus the old rappers. I'm an elder statesman myself, but the fact of the matter is, they've only had one number one hip hop album in 2023, where in previous years, the top 10 number one albums have always been hip hop. So here we are, where hip hop actually seems to be declining. And I want to read some statistics here. Hip hop declining. I don't have my other monitor hooked up tonight, so I can't. So according to a new report from the publication, there hasn't been a single hip hop song or album that has topped the Billboard 200 or Hot 100 charts in 2023. The decline marks the first time in 30 years that hip hop has been knocked off its top spot for this long of a stretch since 1993. So it's obvious to me that people are tired. They're tired of the mindless chatter. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of what a lot of these new artists are rapping about, and they're just moving along. Because we are definitely in a hip hop decline. And I'm not just saying that, this is fact. You know, men lie, women lie, and numbers absolutely don't. And I want to read this. Here's another article. Is rap music dead in 2023? Three reasons why hip hop is dying. While the popularity of hip hop has been declining steadily since 2004, the popularity of rapping as a genre of the music has stayed stable over the past decades. Possible reason for this situation could be that rap music has spread out over many different subgenres and has become more niche down today. Rap music is not dead yet, but there are good reasons for a decline in popularity. Rap music is dead. Yeah. I'm trying to get to the meat of this article. They say the interest in hip hop music has been declining since 2004. I don't know. I rarely listen to hip hop anymore. I listen to all old school R&B. I listen to everything from the 70s, 80s, 90s, pretty much slow jams, just real good music with people actually playing instruments. You know what I'm saying? As far as hip hop is concerned, I listen to my old school hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I throw me some Ye on, you know what I mean? Some old Jay-Z, being that I am of age. And, you know, I hate to be the old man on the porch telling people to get off my lawn, but this music now is trash. And we have to look it into the eye. I think a lot of our arts are just falling off. I don't know what that's saying, but or what's going on, but this is true. It's really in the dumpster. So I don't know. I don't know how much longer we got. How much longer do we have for it? Like, you know, what's left? Afro beats. I like that new cat, Brent Fias. He's cold. He like an R&B artist. Y'all check him out if you never heard of him. But he not even a rapper. He just R&B. So is it that rap is definitely on the decline. Also, I want to go back to this P. Diddy launches the marketplace for Black businesses to create a digital Black Wall Street. So listen, if you can, y'all can call in and we can discuss this. You could call me right now. It's 678-310-7139. And we could discuss if my take on this is wrong. Do we need a Black internet space specifically for Black businesses? And if we need that, does that marginalize your business? Does it marginalize your business? We fought for many, many years for integration, and now we want to segregate again. And one time Dr. King did say he felt like through integration, he led his people into a burning house. Now, you can look into that. But if you can, if you want to talk about this, give me a call, 678-310-7139. I'm going to leave that number up there. Y'all can call me anytime. I know it's we got a very small classroom in here today, and that is quite fine with me as I'm trying to get this off the ground. Also, the FDA just approved the OTC, over-the-counter birth control pill. So, ladies, you can go and get those birth control pills over the counter. You don't need a prescription anymore. You can walk right into Walgreens and CVS and grab it from over the counter. No looking the pharmacist in the face. No going down to call your doctor. Now, when those period cramps are kicking your ass, you just go pull up and get what you need to get. Hopefully there won't be any spotting, and you also be able to take one of those pills. If you have a unwanted pregnancy, you can definitely kill that baby. There we go. Like, you can get rid of that baby. You don't need it. So yes, my wife just looked at me crazy when I said, kill that baby. But I don't mean like kill the baby. I mean, just get rid of the pregnancy. Yes. Because sometimes people choose wrong partners. Isn't that right? And you don't want to bring a child into a messed up situation, right? Hey, I'm for pro-choice, but y'all give me a call at that number, and we can chat if you would like. What else is going on here? We did help up SAG-AFTRA. SAG-AFTRA is on strike. SAG-AFTRA is on strike. I'm a member of SAG-AFTRA. I've done some television. I'm also a member of the WGA. I've written on shows, not a lot of shows. I did a little punch up for Bad Boys for Life, which put me in the WGA. And I'm also writing on the show that I'm currently on, Life and Beth on Hulu. Season 2 will be coming out soon. Make sure you check me out on that, where I play a man named LeVar. That's a pharmacist, which is myself. So make sure y'all tune in to that, get that Life and Beth. But SAG-AFTRA is now on strike. WGA is on strike. The whole Hollywood industry is shut down as of today. There's no production. The only thing that would be in production will be, I guess, anything that's non-scripted. So I guess now, for the next couple of years, or however long the strike lasts, we will all be watching reality shows. We will be watching comedy shows. Shout out to that. And we will be just watching each other on various social media platforms. So basically, the SAG-AFTRA deal is a deal where we don't feel in the industry that we're getting our fair share of the proceeds. These monies are being chopped up. It's being distributed across all these different social media platforms, the Hulus, the Netflixes, all these different streaming platforms, but they're not letting anybody in on the data. So the writers, the actors, nobody feels that they're getting their fair share. Now, this is my thing. This is what I think for real. And I just take me and I'm going to give you guys some of my behaviors just as a consumer, just as a person that wakes up every day, and what I do when I wake up. When I open my eyes in the morning, first thing I do, grab my phone, go to Twitter, go to Media Takeout, go to the Shade Room. Then I wake up, brush my teeth, shower, whatever. but I barely watch television. As most of you, you probably barely watch any TV. There are like 20 million shows on the air. We probably watch 10 of them. And I think what's happening is these streamers have been lying to the investors. So with all these streaming networks, you have people that are investing money. You have stockholders, stock shares. Most of these streamers have built their own platforms to hide that data. If they would have actually let people see the data on what's being watched, I believe over 80 to 90% of all those shows on those platforms would be axed. I also believe that they will lose major revenue because I believe that all of these streamers are cooking the books. That's what I think is going on, because you want to cook the books to keep the revenue coming in. That's what's going on. So, you know, I get it. We're fussing with them because we don't know. So I think the solution to this would have to be that they would have to get a third party player in. You're going to have to get the government involved. And what will end up happening is, if you are building your own streaming platform, you're going to have to register with a government entity to show the transparency of your analytics. That is the only way people will probably begin to get paid fairly through this. Now, on the opposite end, maybe people are watching these shows. Maybe people are mindlessly watching these shows. But what I'm seeing is we only got two eyeballs. And when you open both of your eyes in the morning, and if you don't have eyes, I'm sorry. If you're blind, I'm not trying to diss you. But when you open both of those eyes in the morning, you have probably 10,000 apps competing for your attention. And that's just on your phone. That's just holding your phone. More than 10,000. You got millions of apps competing for your attention inside of these phones. And then you got your network television shows, your sports events. You got the man at the door. You got telemarketers calling, trying to sell you a car warranty on a damn 96 Pontiac. I mean, it's just a lot competing for attention. And there's only 330 million people in the U.S. And I just don't know where these eyes are going. Late night television is off. Do I believe it should come back? No, I don't see a purpose for late night anymore. I could be wrong, but it's just the same old thing. Podcasts have definitely cut the throat of the late night TV host, because when you do a podcast, you can just talk your shit. I don't need 20 motherfuckers with a clipboard in my house telling me what to do and what time I should do it. I'm just figuring this shit out along the way. So with that being said, hopefully this WGA strike and SAG-AFTRA will end. And then we get another season 3 of Life and Beth. Make sure you tune into that on Hulu. Also, see me live at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to the 20th. That's right. Also, a CEO just fired 90% of his support staff. He says that AI outperforms all the people, and the people got furious. So he fired everybody. He said he's just going to use artificial intelligence now. So I would just tell everybody in this new particular industry, in this job market, the one thing that artificial intelligence doesn't have is soul. So it's very important for all of us to really invest. You understand that our most important asset is our time. It is not money. It is not anything materialistic. It is our time and where we are investing that time. So it's very important that you invest in your time into something, doing something that really makes you happy. As corny as that may seem, I'm a guy that's very skeptical, and I fought against being an entertainer for many, many years as I didn't believe in it, but I loved it. And, you know, as quiet as kept, it makes no sense for me to even be doing what I'm doing, just leaving pharmacy and being a damn comedian. You know, the pharmacists, we do okay in the field. So it makes no sense, but in walking in purpose and faith, I have a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of love. So I'm going to tell everybody, man, the robots are coming. This artificial intelligence is picking up. And walk in love. Walk, Walking love. Yo ass. What Steve Harvey said? Yo ass got the jump. You hear me? Yo ass got the jump, man. So walk in faith, walk by faith and not by sight. Moving right along. So they got what's called the community health professionals in the community have gotten, I believe this happened in Britain or somewhere like that, but healthcare professionals have been urged to call vagina bonus holes because they don't want to offend trans patients. Now the name vagina has been threatened now. Ladies, you no longer have a vagina, you have a bonus hole because you don't want to hurt the feelings of whoever has transitioned. So that's what it is. They're pushing this. They're going to push this into law. So my question is what will my penis be at this point? Is my penis the extra leg now? Is it a what will you call the penis? Will it be a navel? What will my penis be at this point? Do I lose the name of penis? So we've now lost the name of vagina. We've lost the name of penis. I guess who are we? What are we? I guess we're nothing. We're just organisms that can be whatever we want to be. And what I find ironic is you could be everything Aaron. You want to be. You could be everything you want to be, but as a black man, one thing you can't be is white. Okay? That's one thing your ass ain't gonna transfer to is white. And I don't even see myself. Hold on. There I go. Somebody had called me and I didn't see myself on the screen. So yeah, that's one thing, but I'm working with this, moving along and trying to get all this right. Let's go to some comments right now before I wrap up. Happy to be here. Okay, let's show some of these comments. Ain't none of y'all even want to call in, man. Ain't none of y'all. What's up, fam? Waiting for some more of that fire comedy. The comedy is coming as I just taped Comic View once again. New season of Comic View is on the way. Let me see. Antoine Green, when are you starring in movies? Because you funny. True comedy. It's hard to find that true comedy. Well, I don't know right now, Antoine, because we, SAG-AFTRA is on the strike. WGA is on the strike. So who knows? You can catch me right here every day at the LeVar Walker Show. Okay, because this show is going to bring truth and edutainment. That's what I like to call this, truth and edutainment. What we got here? Who else we got here? Tony, you can just do the research. He is already rich. That must have been something I was talking about earlier. Abdullah 905, how you doing? And hope you have a show in NYC soon. Sure, Akasha Passion, I will be there soon. And that is it. Happy to be here. Shout out to Akasha. I'm glad you pulled in on me. But y'all could have called the number. I'm trying to play with this now. So somebody call me. Call in. Call that number and see what happens. It got to come through. Anybody, call me on that number. Did anybody try to call me on that line? Maybe not. It'll be a while before this line is blowing up and we just gonna keep it moving. But I guess I've been here with you guys for 25 minutes. We ran through a lot of things such as hip hop falling off. Also to show that Lori Harvey was somewhere having lunch and Quavo was there at the same time. I'm not gonna say that Lori was there to holler at Quavo. Maybe it's a coincidence, but based on previous history, who knows, right? Like, who knows? Who knows? Who knows, man? Because Lori's hot and all the men in Hollywood want her. So live your best life, Lori. So that is it. We're gonna wrap this show up. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm going to try to time this, and hopefully we will start doing this in a timely manner I guess every day, Monday through Friday, is 7 o'clock. That's going to be the time I'll put in. But it was great to do this. Hope you liked the one yesterday.
Unknown caller.
Uh-oh, I got a caller. Got a caller, guys. Hold up. Hello.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello. Hello?
Brother, this is Craig Lloyd, man.
Craig Lloyd, you calling in on the show, Craig?
Yeah, man. I know, man. I know I'm a little bit late. I was trying to get in there, man.
Listen, you are the very first caller of the LeVar Walker show podcast. So let's give Craig Lloyd a round of applause. Yes, Brother Lloyd, the great Brother Lloyd. Let me give y'all a little history about my brother, Craig Lloyd. Craig Lloyd, we went to pharmaceutical school together at Xavier University. Craig Lloyd was a basketball player. He was there on full scholarship, even though he never got time off the bench. But that is okay. That is okay, because he was my brother and my friend. When they put Craig in the game, it was always 2 seconds on the clock. So what's going on, Brother Lloyd? I talked about a couple of things. What's happening in front now, Brother Lloyd? Are you in retail pharmacy? Are you working? What are you doing now? Where you at?
I'm clinical right now. Working clinical, man. But I'm feeling like you right now, though, man. I'm loving out here singing and doing my thing.
Brother,
so.
And Brother Lloyd is also a singer. Shout out to Brother, and he can sing. I don't know about his hooper, but Brother Lloyd got pipes on him. I couldn't hoop at all. So he way better than me at basketball, but I have to pull his chain. But I'm very happy for you, brother. Do you have some gigs coming up or what's been going on with the singing?
Yeah, I got a few gigs coming up, man. I've been playing, but here in the Dallas metro area. But yeah, it's been going good.
And Brother Lloyd, I was just in Dallas and you missed me at the show.
You know what? I was out of town when you were here. I had a homie that was going. I was out of town.
Y'all hear this? These are the excuses you get. I got to give you crickets, Brother Lloyd. This is, you know, somebody pissed me off because I didn't even have a show, right? And I get a DM saying, hey, LeVar, sorry, I can't make this show. I'm going to be out of town. I'm like, why are you telling me you can't come to a show that I didn't even ask you to come to? Like, why kick me in the deep? Like, but why do that to me? I mean, it's okay. I didn't, like, you know what I mean? And it wasn't even my show. I was helping my frat brother out. Shout out to Finesse Mitchell. He was performing out in Atlanta, and I did some time on his show. And it wasn't my show. He was making all the money. I guess maybe he must have advertised me. But whoever, to the person that said that, I'm not gonna call no names out, don't do that shit no more. Okay? Don't do that no more.
Real talk.
Yeah,
man. I had a quick question for you, man, in reference to you were talking about the bonus hole.
The bonus hole, and so, yes.
The bonus hole. So I got a 17-year-old son that's driving now.
Okay.
Got to get insurance and everything.
Okay.
So he said, he like, yo, daddy, girls don't pay as much on insurance as men do.
Huh.
So just tell him that I identify as a woman and see if we can get some money off on the insurance.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying if that's something you think would be
get that money. Why not? I mean, it sounds like a logical thing to do. I don't see what's wrong with it. These are the laws that have been put in place. This is what they're trying to do with the land. So you might as well take advantage of it. Okay. Like, yeah.
That's what's up. I'm about to identify as a woman as well on my insurance.
And I will be calling my insurance company to be not just a woman, but a old white woman. So hopefully I will call them and tell them I'm a 79-year-old Caucasian female. And I get to see what my insurance premium will be. Hopefully that should drop my premium down to about $400 for the 6 months. So, no, I don't see any problem.
We're going to beta test that.
We need to try it, Brother Lloyd, because the bone is whole. So so what do you think they're gonna call the penis now? What should we name that, not to offend anybody? The snake? What do you call it? The third leg, the navel, the fat navel. Well, so what do we call that? Because you don't want to offend people.
I like fat navel. I don't think that'll offend nobody.
Yeah. Hey,
but it might offend the people that's got the fat navel already, though.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't know what are we doing, man? Like, maybe we're all gonna just eventually evolve into something where we look like aliens, where there's no, you can't even tell what the other person is. You're just a being. And I think
that sounds quite realistic to me.
Yeah, we just have big heads and we're just a being. Okay. We just walk around and make noises. We don't even talk to each other. Like, I really believe that's where we're going. So,
man, your guess is as good as mine. Now, but I'm going to sit here and watch and wait for it.
Now, Brother Lloyd, since you did work retail pharmacy, right?
Yes, sir.
Which one? CVS or Walgreens? Or Rite Aid?
CVS. CVS for a long time, and then a little small mom and pop spot.
Wasn't it hell? Wasn't CVS hell?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it hell?
I wouldn't go back right now.
Dude.
I go work at McDonald's, so I go back.
Bro, people do not understand. Like, some it pissed me off because somebody saw me, like, that's a pharmacist. Now I said, man, I saw you doing comedy on Shaq All-Star, and it motivated me to be a comedian, and I mean to be a pharmacist. And I said, did you listen to any of the jokes? That was me. That was literally me screaming out in pain. That is me ranting about almost having nervous breakdowns and my chest hurting and just dealing with stupid ass people all day. Did you not listen to this?
Oh, bro.
Oh, it was hell, man. Brother. It was hell. Sometimes when I go in there and I might pick something up, bro, I just have like damn near PTSD. Like, oh my God, this is just for the birds. These companies, these companies, they don't care about people, bro. They don't care about the patient, the workers. They don't give a damn. Okay?
Not at all.
Not at all, man. So, but that's good. I'm glad you in the... You work in a different part of the field. So how long have you been at this other place? How long has it been?
Man, I've been doing managed care for 7 years now.
Oh wow, okay. Well, cool, brother. Well, yeah. I ain't gonna ask you no questions to jeopardize your livelihood. So keep going, Brother Craig. Hopefully,
we gotta keep feeding the family, man.
We gotta keep feeding the family. I understand that, man. You know, I was so scared to get out of the pharmacy. So I know. Trust me, I know, brother.
Right.
So, man, you keep doing what you do, Brother Lloyd. Call me anytime,
man. Same to you, brother. Most definitely, same to you, man.
I think I got you in my phone because this is my. This is the podcast number you calling me at. I think you got my real number. You're going to have to call. I'm going to have to call you when I get off here, Lord. All right?
Most definitely, man. Congratulations, bro. Keep it going.
Thank you, Brother Lloyd. I'll talk to you soon, brother. Once again, for the great Craig Lloyd. Yes, sir. Brother Lloyd. This was cool, man. This is my first time doing the call in. But look, if y'all want to call me, because I be saying call me, you can call that number right there. I'll pick up. I just picked up. Y'all tripping, man. That was fun. Honey, could you hear him on the phone when I was doing? Huh? You didn't hear him? Damn. Hey, did y'all hear who I was talking to? Hello? Anybody? I'm going to have to play this again to see if it even picked him up. Lord have mercy. Okay, well, I'm going to get out of here. And I want to thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. This is episode 2, even though I've done maybe 300 episodes of these before just with audio. But oh, y'all heard the conversation. Oh, Antoine, appreciate that. Good. Oh, you watching on your phone, Charles? That's hilarious. Well, I'm going to get out of here, guys. Peace, love. Once again, I'm be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to 20th. I'll bring y'all ass out there. Peace, love, and I'm out, man. See y'all tomorrow.